This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And we continue today our study of how to endure human suffering. The first suggestion that I make today is this, based upon clear Bible teaching. After repenting of whatever sin may be in one's life, the penitent person should wholeheartedly do everything he knows, that is, from plain Bible teaching, God would have him to do. Jesus Christ said, "Why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" Luke chapter 6, verse 46. Christ is the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Those who do his will are those who enter the kingdom of God. Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 23. God will hear and answer the prayer of the obedient, but he will turn his face away from those who are living in rebellion to his will. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12, and John chapter 9, verse 31. What could be of more comfort to any sufferer than the firm assurance that he is living in harmony with the will of God? Because Paul had this assurance, he could say, For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Because he fought the good fight, because he finished the course, because he kept the faith, the Apostle Paul was assured that the crown of righteousness was laid up for him. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 to 8. It is only when men draw nigh to God that God draws nigh to them. James chapter 4, verse 8. Men must be willing to humble themselves in the sight of the Lord, that is, to live in harmony with his will, and then the Lord will lift them up. James chapter 4 and verse 10. A second suggestion as to how we may act so as to be able to properly endure suffering is that we must properly evaluate that suffering as over against the eternal weight of glory which God promises us if we will live the Christian life. Of course, some suffering which is endured by some people in this life is truly intense from a human point of view. And the Bible, of course, would not have us to deny that. I am sure that some of you now listening to me are suffering a great deal. Some of you perhaps are perplexed by a great many problems. Some of you may be extremely worried to the point that you hardly know what to do with your life. Some loved ones of yours may be in some severe trouble. Perhaps someone you love dearly is in prison or in a hospital on the verge of death. Now, when Paul indicates that our affliction is light, he does not mean that from a human standpoint it is not heavy. But in spite of this fact, let us note carefully that in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, the Apostle Paul had this to say, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." In comparison with the glories and blessings of heaven, suffering in this life is light, no matter how great that suffering may appear to man. Every sufferer should treasure in his heart the sublime truth that this life, with all of its affliction, adversity, suffering, sorrow, and tears, will soon be over. Even the longest life on earth is but a moment in comparison with the unending ages of eternity. Another suggestion which we make in the light of Bible teaching as to how we might endure suffering which comes our way is that we must learn to live only one day at a time. In the discussion of what should be done to prepare for suffering, I have pointed out that one should make it a habit of his life to bear the burdens of only one day at a time. This, of course, was based upon the words of Jesus found in Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. When he said, "Be not anxious for the morrow shall be anxious for itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." If a sufferer begins to be anxious about the burdens of many days, weeks, months, or years, he may well burden his spirit beyond the breaking point.